Cindy Brinker Simmons is a best-selling author. She's also a businesswoman and a philanthropist. And her goal is to help people in the midst of some heavy, heavy life challenges. And she's just written a brand new book called Restored, Reconnecting Life's Broken Pieces. Cindy's with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Well, greetings from Dallas, Texas.
Thank you for spending some time with us and to tell us a little bit about your book. And this book is addressing kind of a deep topic, kind of a dark topic for most of us. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, it is, Todd. And what I am saying, the principle in this book is that suffering is a universal experience. You know, 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Dear brothers, why are you surprised at the painful trials you're suffering as though something strange were happening to you?" I mean, even the Bible predicts that we will have painful trials. It's called suffering because none of us are immune from the bumps and bruises of daily living. I mean, God, we won't come looking for trouble, but it sure comes looking for us. Mm. So that's really my ministry is suffering, having lost a number of really special people in my life. So I just really wanted to write a book that would help people move forward in victory and infuse hope and joy in their lives.
That's just it, right? So sometimes we find it a challenge to move forward, like from grief and to have the joy we had before. You know, it just doesn't seem like life will ever be the same.
And it isn't. I mean, there's a new normal that comes when that, whatever it is, comes assaulting you. And, you know, the important thing, Todd, is that grief comes in all shapes and sizes. In my case, I lost a husband. I lost my mom when I was 12. I lost a husband when my little boy was 9. I mean, there's been a lot of loss in my life. But it doesn't have to be the loss of a loved one. It can be a prodigal child. It can be losing your best pet. It can be a life-altering diagnosis. Or today's just crazy, mixed-up, chaotic, and confusing world. It can just be real discouragement. Or maybe disappointment that you're not where you wanted to be, where you are at this point. So grief comes in all shapes and sizes. But we need to choose joy because that's what God asked us to do, to choose joy in spite of the pain and suffering.
It does seem a little odd, like an out of place to have joy, you know, when all these things seem to be, you know, coming against you. And they seem to come in multiples sometimes. but joy is important. So how do we get that? Like Jesus did encourage us, you know, to have joy, to draw from the well.
Yes. Some practical applications and principles and thoughts that I have in the book that seem to be very helpful and resonate with people is first, Todd, that in Romans it says that God is the God of hope and that it is through hope that's the source of joy. Hope is the source of joy. So if we trust in God who gives us hope, then we will receive joy in spite of our circumstances. And going back to that even more granularly, you know, when you're in a tough situation, and it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, just as you said, that we're going to experience suffering. So when we're in those moments when life takes you sometimes to the end of yourself, or life is so heavy, it's almost crushing, what we need to remember as believers is to look back at how God rescued us in the past, because His goal is to rescue and redeem us. What He did in the past to rescue us, to carry us, to take us out of what was our wreckage. I mean, maybe just the fact that you're alive, you're standing. You might have some bumps and bruises and some wounds, but the fact that your heart is beating in your chest, your pulse is in your wrist, the fact that you're alive could be just testimony to God's outrageous grace. So we just need to look into our brief history, see what God has done for us in the past to rescue us, and remember that He'll do it again and again and again. And what we don't want to do, though, is to establish our theology in the middle of that crisis. You know, it's been said that we're all in crisis. We're either in crisis, leaving a crisis, or going into a crisis. So we don't want to establish what we think about God in the middle of a crisis, but we need to be deeply anchored in faith so that when crisis does come barreling through, that we trust in Him, who will then give us hope, and that hope gives us joy.
Cindy Brinker Simmons is the author of Restored, Reconnecting Life's Broken Pieces. Cindy, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Todd. To God be the glory.